Daily Double
Dungeon Radio Show. Double Dungeon Radio Show. It's Tuesday, February 23rd.
Yeah.
Daily Double Dungeon.
Woo!
Woo! Are you? I feel like it's time has not passed since Christmas. I feel like it's the same day. It's been really monotonous. Every day feels the same. Everything is the same. But you know what's not the same?
What?
If I can find it. where did I leave it? As always. Oh. What's not the same is this new thing that we're going to try. And I say, hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, yeah, yeah. I say, hey.
So we've been experimenting with non-alcoholic beers, and I had to go all out. I had to bring in the big guns. They've been terrible. All of them have been pretty bad. Heineken was the best out of the bunch.
That was okay, yeah.
That the one with coffee was disgusting.
Yeah.
So I've decided it's time to bring in the big guns. Okay. I got Zeewish non-alcoholic, which is... I'm excited to try.
It's appropriate.
It actually has the best designed bottle out of all of them.
I agree.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to taste this. It's cornier than regular Zeewish. Zeewich. But otherwise it tastes the same. So, good. It's not my favorite beer to begin with, so.
At least it's... like local, right? Is it
local from Poland? What do you mean local?
Oh, I thought it was like in Bushwick.
Hey, this says this isn't 0.0 like all the rest of them. This one's 0.5.
0.5.
I'm getting a little loosey goosey on the podcast. Here, you taste it.
All right. That's not great.
It's not great, but it tastes like regular Zeewi.
Oh, that's not good.
I think it tastes.
I'd rather
same.
Drink a Malta.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what it reminds me of. Malta and seltzer.
Mm. We should get a Malta. I give this... it is true to style, so I don't know how negative you can give it points. I would say it's a 6 out of 10. But again,
right.
it's like pretty close
it's
to
not
what
Zeewish
normally tastes like. So if you are Polish... and you want a non-alcoholic beer, I guess there's only one to go with. Adi.
Yes?
I've got... sorry, it's drying out my throat now. I've got our phrase of the day. It says it's brewed using only pure mountain water.
Wow.
That's impressive. Yeah. So, phrase of the day, something were not familiar with. The phrase is Jaws of Life.
Oh.
Jaws of Life.
I was not familiar with that. Yeah, that's
so
true.
So, Tiger Woods was cruising at 7 a.m. and got in a one-car rollover accident.
Scary.
Not looking good.
Yeah.
Considering his history. But, yeah, his legs, I guess, were all messed up.
That's bad. That's very sad.
So, he's in surgery right now. Our thoughts are with him. As much as anything with Tiger Woods candy.
Jaws of Life.
But Jaws of Life. They had to use the Jaws of Life to dig him out of the wreckage. And so it's like a vice. It's like a mechanical pneumatic device that literally will like pull, separate metal. Does it pull or does it cut? I think it cuts, actually. Cuts off chunks of metal by just literally like an insect jaw cutting through.
So scary.
So, Tiger Woods injured. They said his legs got crushed. And so they're working to repair it. I'm just saying. Maybe there's a future for him.
I mean, I guess that's a hopeful thing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Adi.
Yes.
We're all going to die. So, Andrew Cuomo still feeling the heat feeling the heat with for putting sick people in with nursing homes.
Yeah.
Allegedly killing up to 1,600 seniors right? that they didn't report previously.
Yeah.
And New Yorkers are not taking it. They're not taking it to the point that I have proof. Here is a clip from our favorite clippable radio show, Brian Lehrer.
Jim in West Windsor, New Jersey. You're on WNYC. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, Brian. I think Cuomo should be brought in front of a tribunal in The Hague for international murder. He had use of the Javits Center. He had use of a mobile pop-up MASH unit in Central Park. He had the use of the naval ship Hope. Instead, he sends all these six people into nursing homes. He slaughtered 16,000 aged and invalid people.
Jim, thank you very much.
So I don't think there's anything else to say. That guy's 100% correct. Good. Right in front of The Hague. That's where he needs to go.
Wow.
There was another piece on a different show last week on NPR where there has been an uptick in violence against Asians here in New York City.
Yeah.
And de Blasio came out today condemning it. But in the piece that I heard last Friday, there was a spokesperson for the Asian community who was saying that he believes part of the reason that there is an uptick of violence against Asians in New York is that Asians are viewed as defenseless and that they won't fight back. I have no idea what kind of movies this person has watched in their lifetime, but I have never seen a movie that said, you know what? This movie makes me think I could beat up Asian people.
Yeah.
I definitely can't. Uh-huh. So I don't know where this misconception is coming from.
You should create a list of relevant films for this person.
Send it back to him.
Yeah. You're contagious.
Robberies are up in New York City. This is like robberies of commercial spaces. They're up because thieves in Manhattan in particular have figured out what they do is they break into abandoned storefronts and then they have all night to dig through the wall into the neighboring store.
Wow.
And they can steal everything.
Oh, wow. That's because a lot of effort.
Rather than getting into the abandoned storefront is easy and fairly quick versus a one that's already got its alarm and everything going. But once they're in, they can spend all night digging through the walls. But even worse than that is apparently it's just the kind of thieves that are stealing copper and stuff. Like, there were a bunch of bars that had their electrical cords stolen the other day. That's what they were doing, is stealing the copper. So they're stealing cash registers without any money in it on purpose just to steal stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really bad. It's not good.
Not good. Today is a momentous occasion for you.
Why?
Because movie theaters here in New York City are apparently about to reopen today, right? Today's the first.
Oh, I thought it was in the beginning of March.
Is that right?
I don't know. I'm basing this only on a text from Lorraine. I didn't look up anything. Yeah, my news source is Lorraine.
I'm clicking on Variety right now on MSN. No, they're open today.
March 5th. Oh, it's today.
Oh, no, wait. No, you're right. Next month.
March 5th.
So the point is, we need to get on that and go to the... Not only have you been saying this entire time, I need to go to the movies, I need to go to the movies right now, stomping like you were the character from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No, that's not a fair characterization.
You're stomping and, I want to go to the movies, doing the thing with your arms, like pushing down.
I definitely don't do that. Yeah.
Well, you were doing that. Not only that, but now is the perfect time to go to the movies here in New York.
Why?
Because it's been a full year. So they're probably, the bed bugs haven't migrated back into the movie theaters yet. So we have a chance.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Not bringing the bed bugs back. So let's go to a movie. I think it's a good idea.
Disturbing.
Adi?
Yes.
Let's talk about some politics. I'm bumping this email. I received an email to our doubledungeon@hotmail.com account. It is from Izzy, and she writes, Kamala rhymes with Mamala. Kamala? Yeah, Kamala. So she's saying I should be saying Kamala which I have heard. Not only have I heard Kamala Harris say that, I have also heard Kamala Harris say Kamala. So, okay, I'll go with Kamala. That's fine. But just so you know, she's even said her own name wrong. So
really?
Yes, it's a thing. She changes the way that she pronounces it based. I mean, just like most people do who have a name that is not easy to pronounce. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. That makes sense.
So she's part of the reason that I can't get the wrong thing out of my head. Anyway, she writes, Kamala rhymes with Mamala. I believe in you. You can learn to say it.
We're like, it's Pamela.
It's like the kids at Annunciation calling me Raphael. Or Israel. It's fine. But you know they could say the name right. I could say the name right if I tried. And yes, I could. Yeah. The problem is that I have heard her say Kamala. And also there was that wrestler Kamala. So it's stuck.
Okay, so we're going to just have to keep at it. I'm going to have to keep at it. Yeah.
So not great. Daily double. So Joe Biden's pick for, it's like some weird thing that is not even
budget.
Budget. Yeah, it's like not a good fit. But anyway, the point is Neera Tanden, who progressives know quite well because she spends all of her emotional energy punching left at the progressives constantly and telling us what to do. Not that I'm necessarily them, but whatever.
Okay.
The progressives.
Uh-huh.
She is up for confirmation for this budgetary office thing. And it sounds like she's not going to get it because Joe Manchin, who is the most conservative Democrat in the Senate right now, does not like her tone. And by tone, he means like the hostility that she represents in her tweets, especially. And all of Rachel Maddow, Pod Save America types are saying, isn't this ridiculous that they're holding this woman to such a high standard? But we just had Trump with all of his tweets. And that's not the point.
No, that's not the point.
The point is, again, the point to me again is that she spent all of these years telling, she absolutely hates Bernie Sanders. And he hasn't even raised any objections about how just completely toxic her mentality is towards people who don't think exactly the way she does. Hmm. And this is also an appointment she is not necessarily qualified for. And they keep doubling down on that saying, or not doubling down, but pushing back on that by saying that, well, this would be the first minority woman that's going to be in this position. And she's got lived experience because she was raised on a type of welfare that she then turned around and tried to worked to defund under Obama. So it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but that doesn't, I mean, is she qualified? Lived experience could always contribute to something, but it can't take the place of all.
Half of these people that they're, I mean, is Pete Buttigieg qualified for the transportation thing? No. And I say no. Yeah. So I'm not just picking and choosing.
They gave him a second in command who is.
Oh, well, that's good.
Who knows who they have planned for her?
The best part about this whole thing, though, is that just a few years ago, she was on Twitter yelling at everybody that they had to vote blue no matter who. And that included Joe Manchin on her list of people that you had to vote blue no matter who again is the most conservative. All progressives were saying, this guy is not good. We don't want him representing us. She said, shut up and vote for who I tell you to vote for. And he's turning around and now is going to block her nomination. So good job. You screwed up. Daily Double. So Democrats introduced, I'm sorry, I'm trying to say it without laughing.
Okay.
Introduced a bill in the House to bar twice any president who has been twice impeached from being buried at Arlington National Cemetery. They call it, it's got a name, it's the No Glory for Hate Act.
Seems like a waste of time.
Where's the $2,000 checks? Did you get a $2,000 check yet? I didn't get a $2,000 check.
I don't know. Do we get anything?
They go to my bank account. You did not get your $2,000 check yet. Okay. I'm just saying.
I mean, did they give us $20 or anything?
It's one of those times where it's like, look, you owe me money. If I see you doing anything but paying me money, you're doing it wrong. Give me my $2,000. And I don't mean $1,400. I mean $2,000. So, dumb.
Yeah. There's a lot of other things they could be working on.
Goofing hard. Oops. No, Whoa. Let's go to a different segment. Adi.
Yes.
Let's go to the last segment, which I have never thought of a clever way to talk about the last segment except for the last segment. So we got a lot of calls this week. I'm very pleased.
Really?
Everybody decided to call in this week all at once. We got like 17 calls. I'm actually saving one for the actual regular show.
Okay.
Because it's good content.
So we didn't skip you. We're saving yours. Yeah,
exactly. So first we had, during the last show, we talked about how terrible Five Guys is, and we immediately got hot takes from Abram coming in hot.
Hi, Double Dungeon. This is Abram. I am calling because you done goofed. Yes, Five Guys. Everybody goes to Five Guys because of the fries. I feel like the fries were always pretty good in my experience. And the best part is, of course, that they give you a lot of them. Maybe they are just bad in New York. But I will tell you about one overhyped hamburger chain, and that is Shake Shack. That's booty. Booty. Burgers, not great. Fries, really bad. Crinkly fries, worst fries. Who wants crinkly fries?
I want crinkly fries.
Crinkly fries are the fries that you didn't want to get when you were in elementary school. Beer, not that great either.
I agree with that.
Milkshakes, I don't know. I've never tried them, but I think they are going along the lines of everything else at the facility, which is overhyped and overpriced. The other thing is can you elaborate a little bit more on your grading scale for your taste tests, because I heard you gagging in the background, Rafael, after you drink the coffee, non-alcoholic coffee beer, and you only gave it a 4 out of 10. So does that mean that a 1 out of 10 is something that actually kills you? All right.
So yes, my grading scale, I like to think when I do a 1 through 10, basically do the same scale in my mind as like when you go to school. So F is what? F is 60 or 50%?
50%. That's kind of where it was like
a D
in
is 60. Yeah, a D is 60. I'm pretty sure. C is 70. B is 80. A is 90. So that's roughly my scale.
I mean, where you went.
And so 40 is like F minus. Yeah. And then if something was actively killing me, I would give it like the failure to show up grade or whatever they give you, like, didn't, you know, there's something worse than an F, which is like, you're not even, you never showed up for
the
class.
We're not even considering you.
Yeah. So that's what I would do. Okay. Again, this seaweed is actually growing on me. It does taste like regular.
It's not good.
Giviots.
It's too sweet, and then it's seltzery, and you're like, what is happening?
It's not as seltzery as some of the other ones, but it is very sweet. This one has like an extra little corn flavor that the other one doesn't have.
I don't like it. But I'm glad he asked you about your metrics so there.
So, Five Guys, I would give, not a very good grade. Again, I think it's maybe like a D.
It's fine.
It's like a D. But Shake Shack, he's wrong. We'll have to go sometime. Shake Shack is good. It's very overpriced for what it is. But so is Five Guys. I thought Five Guys was extremely expensive. My problem with Shake Shack is that a lot of the ones that I've been to recently, I think they expanded too fast. And they went from being very well known for their high quality of everything, presentation and everything, to now that they expanded so fast, like the one in Denver last time. No, the one here, I mean, last time I was here, it was like there was old French fries all over the floor. The tables hadn't been wiped.
Oh,
it was
the one
like
closest
mess
to us is not very good.
Yeah, but the one in Denver was the same before coronavirus happened.
Oh, wow.
So it was like just a mess. So, yeah, they definitely must not pay well because people don't seem to care about their jobs there.
No.
He called back with more Five Guys information.
Oh, no.
Double Dungeon. This is a problem again. I forgot to mention that though Shake Shack is extremely disappointing, the absolute worst menu item on any fast food chain menu is the fries at In-N-Out. Those are the worst fries in the world. The
Never
worst
had them.
fries. Their burgers are fine, but those fries are the absolute worst. And everybody in California is a big dummy if they like them. Bye!
I've never had them, so I don't know what they're like.
I've had them. My experience at In-N-Out was just everything was fine. And
I have a hard time believing that the French fries at In-N-Out are the worst fast food menu item because Arby's exists. So I ate there once on a road trip, and that was enough for the entire life.
Yeah,
my entire life. I never am eating there again. So
wow.
Terrible. We also, I see something that's catching my eye on my clipboard here, my jingle
okay.
board.
Oh.
Let's see, what does this button do?
Monkeys are the most racist animals on planet Earth. Look it up.
So
irrelevant.
we received a phone call from Dahlia. I will play that now.
Hey guys, it's Dahl again. thank you for allowing me my slow but steady catch up. And speaking of, on the general hospital tip, Adi should have actually known this too, a little bit, maybe, trivia. First of all, Izzy was totally right. Rick Springfield, Jesse's girl, he actually famously also played this Lothario ladies' man, cardiac or something surgeon doctor on General Hospital for quite some time, reprised his role somewhat recently in the grand scheme of things, so I'd say within the past 15 years or so, because, of course, they gave him a hot, really good-looking ladies man's son who's also a doctor at General Hospital so they could bring back the father and make it a whole, like, scandalous story here or there. Anyway, Rick Springfield is lucky to have been on General Hospital because he actually got to relive his, like, hot doctor, actor, pretendo phase. Anyway, just wanted to put that out there. I don't remember Rick Springfield's first name in General Hospital, but I definitely remember he was Dr. Thornhart. So, just my little contribution. Love you. Bye.
Who was it? Rick Springfield?
Yeah.
Who did I say accidentally?
Oh, I don't remember who you said. Yeah, there was. You didn't. You did make a mistake. Something. You said something, made some mistake.
I didn't. I did mess up, and
yeah.
We're still hearing about it to this day. And finally, we received a phone call. I don't know if this is a first time call, but from your dad.
Okay.
Double Dungeon, this is a video. Listen, I just want to get some kind of perspective, and that you should be looking to it, or at least enlighten me as to what's going on with this cryptocurrency situation in this country and Bitcoin. And can you tell me what it's all about? What's up with that? And at the same time, is like if I buy a $50,000 Bitcoin, and I have if I have $50,000, why do I need a Bitcoin? And how do I spend it? And what's this all about? Is this just like a scam, like the Dewey Decimal System? Let me know. I'm looking forward to your and Rafi's opinion and Ariel's opinion. So let me know, man. Bye.
he's been saying that my whole life, that the Dewey Decimal System's a scam.
Well, he's got irrefutable proof, obviously, that he just hasn't shown you yet. So Bitcoin, in my opinion, is kind of a scam. It's been around a long time, and I actually wanted to buy it when it was like $300 a coin. I wanted to buy one coin. And I went to go sign up on, it was like, back then it was like really sketchy to get. And I went to go sign up, and they asked for my ID, a copy of my ID. And I was like, I am definitely not giving my photo ID to anyone online back in 2007 or whatever.
Definitely not.
And then I wanted to buy it again at some other point in time. But yeah, it's the same thing where it's like, I don't want to upload my license to anybody. But overall, Bitcoin is... I am confused as to why Bitcoin is still the central coin that everybody keeps dumping money into. And it just today, it kind of dropped a bit. It's back below $50,000 for a Bitcoin, which is nuts. It was $8,000 like less than a year ago. It's going to go back to $8,000 within the next year, I would say. That's when you should buy, if you want to buy Bitcoin. But the problem with Bitcoin is that it's extremely slow to actually process payments. It's like 15 minutes. I transferred a Bitcoin once. It took like 20 something minutes for it to come through.
It's still like that?
Yeah, it's still like that. So
why?
It's just, it wasn't designed in a way to be used. It wasn't designed to be used. That's part of the problem. Whereas things like Ethereum and some of the other ones, Ripple, they were actually they're actually meant to be used as a processing actuation, which is why those, I think, are the future of cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is entirely, it's just over the years, it just keeps being a pump and dump scheme by, they call them whales, but people with a ton of money, market, part of the market capital. They can really control and manipulate it. So it's like every once in a while it really blows up and then everybody slowly loses all their money and somebody's got the money. I mean, it's just a wealth transfer system. So it is. I think it's mostly just a speculative waste of time.
Yeah.
So
And I don't know the first thing
if
about it.
If it goes back down to $8,000, I'll buy 1/8 of one. But
1/8
It's going to go back down. Trust me. I'm putting it down. You can mark it in our calendar.
Okay.
I would say within a year, it'll be back down to like $8,000. So I think that's all the emails that we got. Let me check one more thing here.
Thanks for calling us, everybody.
Yeah. We did get, we got another email, an actual, two actual emails.
Okay.
There's so much stuff that people sent in this week.
Thank you.
One is that Dahlia sent in a New York Post cover that says Ding Bong, and it's a photo of Andrew Cuomo delivering weed because New York is looking into legalizing.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like a photo of him like dressed in a delivery guy outfit, which they love photoshopping Cuomo. And then the other one is a photo that we received from Andrea in an email titled "News Neighborhood News You Can Use."
Oh.
And it's a photo of a Christmas tree in one of the corner trash cans.
Okay. Oh, somebody Christmas tree, the February.
Somebody put the entire Christmas tree in a city garbage can.
Oh, that's not really the right place for it, but I don't know. I guess maybe they're confused.
Probably. What else do I have? Oh, let's go. We're still in the last segment.
Daily Double.
Freaking out. I'm actually going to save this for the main show. We're already at 27 minutes, so let's see here.
Oh, fine.
Let's talk about garbage.
Oh.
I haven't found anything this week.
Oh, so it's been a waste of time. Anything to talk about.
Well, it's been snowing and raining.
That's true.
And I did want to talk about garbage, though, because at the free stores, I have started to recognize people that are at the free stores constantly. There's an old guy with a big jacket that sits there. I saw him today.
Mm-hmm.
He will be there all day, every day. Like, I'll look early in the day when I go for a walk.
Yeah.
I'll take a look. And then later in the day, I'll be at the fruit stand and I'll just like look over in the direction of the free store and that guy's over there again. And so he's just there all the time. And he insists on picking up everything and like looking at it. He must have, what's it, myopia? No, like what's it called where you have to hold things really close to your eyes?
Yeah.
Because that's, he reads everything like an inch and a half from his
super
face.
Close.
Yeah, but he touches everything in the entire store. So hopefully he's not...
Yeah, sanitize your hands.
Sanitize your body.
And
then there's the Polish lady. She is pretty annoying because there's this Polish lady that goes to the free store. She goes to all of them. And anytime she's there and you come by, whatever she happens to be holding, she immediately starts like pushing into your arms. Like, take this. Like... she was, one time I came up and she was looking at like a men's button down shirt and she was like, take it. And I was like, I don't want
good
it.
On you.
I don't want it. And then today I saw her doing that to somebody with, she had like a blanket or something in a bag and she was like, take to the people. I don't know.
Yeah. Mystery blanket. Friendly.
And then the third guy is, there's a guy that rides around on his bike all day and goes to all
nemesis.
The free spots. I wouldn't call him a nemesis, but he's kind of annoying. He's got music playing. He's the one that we heard the Cigarettes After Sex.
Oh, yeah.
He was listening to them. He wears a silver helmet. He never wears a mask, but he insists on biking directly up next to you while you're at the thing and looking at whatever you're looking at.
He really does.
I think he assumes that if you're looking at it, it must be worth looking at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I think that's absolutely
very annoying,
what he views it as.
Very annoying characters.
No. Near our neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. You're contagious. So the last segment, I wanted to talk about what I cooked today. I made chicken green chili empanadas.
Yeah.
I have never made empanadas with the actual empanada dough, so I had to look it up online. It's just cornmeal and flour and oil and butter. I added butter, and they came out very good.
They're really good.
Very happy with them. Wheat. I don't usually like wheat, but these are fine. I would rather make them just pure cornmeal next time. But I'm also very pleased because I made some and I was like, these need a little extra kick of flavor. So I went and bought some just white Hispanic cheese, generic whatever cheese, and crumbled that up in the kind that doesn't really melt.
Yeah.
And it came out very good. Very tasty. So empanadas. Why did you want empanadas? You were the one that...
Oh, I don't remember. I know what this was just like yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I guess I was thinking like maybe I could learn how to make them.
Oh.
You know?
Well, you didn't come learn. You were in a meeting.
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
But they taste like good. I ordered them from somewhere.
And now
somewhere.
We have
They're
a
great.
Ton of empanadas, so we have to give some away. So maybe we'll walk over. It's still early.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll walk over and give some away. All right. I think that's it. Let's get out of here.
Okay.